Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Utility room or laundry space that you're looking to spruce up or make the most of. The co-host of Rip It Up, the Renovations podcast, Jenny Sheehan, is with us in studio today, as is the interior stylist of Retwigged, Sarah Doyle. You're both very welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number for your questions. People have utility rooms now, according to my TikTok, Jenny, which are the size of kitchens.
Utility talk. I mean, it's a huge thing, isn't it? Oh, and I'm jealous because my house is tiny, as we all know, so I don't have a spare utility room.
It's not just a utility room, it's a utility room and a boot room.
Yeah, it's a bootility, I think you'll find is what it's called.
That's what it's actually called.
A bootility, yeah.
But so like they're huge combining. Rooms.
Yeah. You'd literally move an entire family into them. Yeah.
In fact, some of them are bigger than my kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. And it's a whole other design world. Yeah. I'm here for it, though. Like I do like it. If I had the space, I think I would dedicate it to it. Because I do always think that the things that go utility are like the last minute, last thought of decisions when you're designing your house, because you move in, everything's great, and where are you hanging your laundry, do you know?
Yeah, listener wondering what's the difference between a boot room and a utility room. I never understand what people mean when they say they have boot rooms and they don't live in a farm.
A boot room to me is where you're hanging your coats and your shoes. A utility room is where you're washing and your laundry and your service, you know, like your services, your boiler and all of those kind of stuff are usually in your utility room.
Right, how are we going to spruce up that space?
Right, well, you need to be thinking about materials, and I think you have to approach it from what you actually have. I mean, if you have a spare utility room, fantastic. There's loads we can do no matter what size it is. So you just need to be careful about maybe stacking your appliances, having space to hang your laundry. That's really important. And then, you know, materials on floor and walls and ventilation. Really, really critical ventilation. If you don't, and you're like me, and you don't have a separate dedicated space, you have to think about what are the elements that you need from a utility room and how do you integrate them throughout your house. So that might be under stairs, storage. And I will say one of my biggest bugbears about doing this in Ireland is that we're not allowed to have appliances in our bathrooms, so we can't have our washing machine in our bathrooms. And lived in the Netherlands for a while where that's where it lived, that really annoys me. So
plugs and sockets are the one thing I would say you know, you're short of, aren't you, really?
Yeah, you definitely Sarah. Are. Yeah, no, I think plugs and sockets are always going to be a bugbear if they're not in the right place for where you want to kind of stack things. And that is expensive to alter. But, you know, sometimes I think you almost have to rip off a plaster and do a little bit of the you know, if you're finding things aren't in the right place at the right time, you know, spend a little bit of money to get them in the right place at the right time.
Are you in favour of the kind of hideaway doors that hide all the white units?
Yeah, 100%. And like now I love them where you actually push them and then they slide into
the pockets.
Themselves. So like a pocket door even as well.
And yeah, everyone has the pull-out nearly tray or table underneath the washing machine now for
the
putting
stacking,
your laundry back.
The stacking is a no-brainer to me. Stacking the washing machine, the tumble dryer as well. But now I'm seeing a stack where you've got storage underneath and actually the washing machine and the dryer are higher up.
Yeah, for your
lower
back.
You're not bending, exactly.
That's really clever. That's really clever. But I come back to it again, is where you hang your clothes, because you forget to design that in. And I keep seeing it on, you know, Instagram, Pinterest, and actually my cousin has a lovely one of a drying cupboard. You know, so it's, you can close the doors in front of it. You above your radiator, or you'd plug in a dehumidifier. Anyone who listens to me regularly knows I love.
I actually bought one a couple of months ago when I had the leak in the house, and now I use it for drying clothes, and it's brilliant.
Brilliant for drying clothes. I mean, you'd nearly get rid of your tumble dryer, you know, in favor of having one of these. Yeah. But you build in, you know, shelves that are drying racks, basically, even if they're just wire ones. They don't have to be expensive. I saw them in B&Q recently, and then cover with doors, or don't if you want, but just have a place for them and have that place be well ventilated and dry.
Surely you're not putting that out in a shed. That must live in your house, does it?
Yeah, totally.
Lives in my hot press.
Yeah. It lives in the hot press.
It lives in my hot press. Because I have no space, but like I installed.
Well, I bought a rack from IKEA that I hung onto the wall so that, you know, the shirts are going straight onto a hanger, and because there's nothing worse than doubling up your workload. I'm not going to want to iron things unless I really have to. Yeah. So I hang all t-shirts up on a hanger, put it onto my rack. When they're dry, should they go away?
Simple as that.
Least amount of ironing possible. So.
Listener wondering, should I put the washer and the dryer on the ground next to each other, or does it make more sense to stack them on top of each other?
I would stack all the time because you're going to then give yourself extra cupboard space.
Yeah, I'd stack for the countertop space even, as long as there's enough countertop space left over. But it does prevent you from bending over for at least one of those appliances, so yeah, that can help as well.
My utility room is very small. I've no downstairs coat room either. I have so little space for things like shoes and coats and boots. My hall is so open, it's difficult to put in a storage solution that actually looks well in the hall space. Any thoughts there?
This is where custom built and joinery, I think, like, it just takes a bit of spend and a bit of money, and it doesn't necessarily, you don't have to go full depth. If you do want to build in coat space and storage space, you can build in, you know, much shallower, much narrower covered cupboards or presses or whatever, so you just hang things flat rather than sideways, and that can be a really good solution for getting rid of coats and stuff like that. But you know, it's good to have it at the entrance,
and that's where a clever joiner is worth their money. You know, talk to a couple of joiners, get them to come in. They have such clever ideas. That's their bread and butter. So they're going to be able to show you, right, that's a bit of dead space there. Let's try and incorporate something.
Listeners wondering about recommending open shelving for the utility room. I like the idea of it. My husband says we need to put doors on.
Utility rooms get dusty, you know, particularly if you have a dryer. Think of all the dust. So, yeah, that's what I love, an open shelf. And don't get me wrong, I adore open shelves. And I think some little small one could be kind of cute for your little jars that you want to have for your aesthetics. But no, I would say
it's one thing I've learned. The problem with the open shelving and all of this, everything just looks a mess.
Yeah.
You need everything hidden away.
You have to be ruthless at curating.
Yeah,
for sure.
And not boxy, but like you do need to kind of box things in a bit to hide them. Yeah.
Guys, I'm coming in with a different opinion here, though, because I am against open shelving in general, because I'm with you. It's so messy. But a utility room is not on display, so I don't give a ding dong what it looks like day to day. I just want to be able to reach the things that I need to reach. And when it comes to utilities as well, you can do things like wire shelving if budget is an issue. You know, the things that you would buy to install in your garage, for example, it doesn't have to look pretty. So I would think about it. If it's a place that you want to look nice or you're showing to people, close it. If not, who cares?
I always called it the futility room, says this listener. I think washing machine should be either upstairs or down the hall near the rooms that generate the washing.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. I have a minuscule futility room that just barely gets in the back door, and you have the washing machine and dryer stacked in a little toilet.
Yeah.
In the back of the house. This listener tells me a boot room is in a stately house, and you get them in stately homes and country estates for the gentry coming in from the hunt or horse riding. Anyone who calls their oversized utility a boot room is suffering from delusions of grandeur and a bad case of the notions. Can I just clarify?
I
have a tiny shed at the back of the house, right? That when the washing machine and the dryer are stacked on top of each other, you can barely stand sideways in it. So, I mean, just to paint the picture here, right? This is anything but a boot room.
I'm not averse to a bit of notions.
We're about to tackle a renovation, and you know, I'm thinking the bootility room all the way. I have notions.
Do you have many pairs
of boots? Look, we're about to move to the country, so there's going to be a stack more boots.
You qualify.
For some of this work, though, you do need to hire in a professional, like obviously for the electrician in the first instance. But
electrician and plumbing, and you want to get good, you know, material, good flooring. You want good tiling. You want good stuff on the walls, and it'll make it so much easier to keep.
So the utility room's an expensive spend,
And good quality as well, because there's nothing worse than getting all this joinery done, and then the materials used are shoddy, and you're getting moisture, dampness. And if MDF blows, that's the thing. And, you know, if that's what they're using, it's going to blow. Mm. So you want good quality, long lasting materials.
Jenny Sheehan, Renovations Podcast, Workers College and Social Media, and interior stylist Sarah Doyle of Retwigged. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the Home Squad this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.